This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York City has a new chancellor again. 3 months after former media executive Kathy Black took the job, she was replaced yesterday by Deputy Mayor Dennis Walcott. The 59-year-old Walcott is a product of the city's public schools, a former kindergarten teacher, and he has a master's in education. He's joining the department at a tough time when it is facing budget cuts and the likely loss of 6,000 teachers. Dennis Walcott joins us now to talk about the challenges ahead. Welcome to WNYC, Deputy Mayor.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. First, congratulations on your appointment to the chancellor position.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Given your credentials, I mentioned some of them, former kindergarten teacher, foster care caseworker, head of the New York chapter of the National Urban League, 9 years as deputy mayor. Some people are wondering why you didn't become chancellor back in January instead of Kathy Black.
As the mayor indicated, you know, we don't deal with what happened in the past. We're looking forward. But to be quite frank with you, I have a great job as deputy mayor. And so the mayor knows how happy I am and happy I was in being a deputy mayor. But beyond that, we got a lot of work in front of us, and that's what my focus is about.
I know that the emphasis now is moving forward, but I feel it's incumbent upon me to at least look back for just one more question.
Sure.
Mayor Bloomberg really seemed to believe that Black's managerial experience would trump her lack of education background, but yesterday he said she was becoming the story, not the kids. You worked closely with her in the last 3 months. What did you think of how she did?
I think Kathy is an outstanding person, and she brought an intelligence to the discussion, and quite frankly, I think she's a very classy individual, and I had a great relationship and have a great relationship with Kathy, and Kathy has been a trailblazer for years, and I was very proud to work with her.
Did you think she needed to be replaced so soon? Do you think she needed to be given more of a chance?
That was a decision between the mayor and Kathy, so it's not really important in my opinion at all.
So let's look forward to what you're going to be dealing with. You said during your comments yesterday you want to continue to invest in our parents and to make sure they are truly partners in our efforts together. Now, many critics would say that hasn't been so under the mayor. The controversy over the way the city has closed schools, the mayor-controlled education policy panel, the community education councils, which are having a hard time getting parents to participate. This was all under your watch as deputy mayor of education. So what are you going to do differently as chancellor to change this perception that parents are to be seen but not heard?
Well, several things. One, I think we have done a lot over the last 9 years to increase parental involvement and making sure parents are full participants in what's going on in the lives of their children, from the creation of parent coordinators to what we call Parent Link, having the information available. Parents can call up and find specific things out, to dealing with the surveys that we put out to parents, students, and teachers and getting feedback. But I'll be going out to the communities in a totally different capacity. As a chancellor, I am directly now responsible for the Department of Education. It's important for the parents to see and hear, and I know Kathy and Joel did that, but I'll be doing it probably even a little more and listening, and if there are some things that need to be adjusted, we'll take a look at what those may be. But again, I think parents just need to feel respected, and I plan to be a big respect person when it comes to the parents.
Yesterday, you also said you were a big believer in tests. Many parents and education experts, including former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education Diane Ravitch, hate this focus on tests. What will you need to do to build some consensus on this issue?
I think with the chief academic officer, he is the pro in that, and defining that it's not taking a test and then that's it. It's how you put more rigor in there, and as Cheryl has talked about and others have talked about, is how we have parents understand that what we're putting in place from the new standards and Common Core directly translate into how they're analyzed through the tests and making sure the students are achieving at a higher level.
You mentioned Shale. That's Chief Academic Officer Shale Polakow-Saransky. Now, his position was created at the behest of the state because Kathy Black lacked experience in the field of education. You don't lack that experience. Do you need a chief academic officer?
Sure. I mean, I'm not a pedagogical expert. I am a person who knows it, but Cheryl brings a talent to the table that I truly admire, and the team that Cheryl has in place, as well as the other staff at DOE, they all have areas of expertise that we complement each other and balance out our needs.
You're coming to the department at a tough time when you are facing the loss of 6,000 teachers, some 4,600 of them through layoffs. How are you going to be able to improve the schools, keep morale up during such a time?
Well, I mean, we face a big challenge, and you are correct. And part of the job is making sure that we keep our focus on our students. And while we a lot of times get sidetracked with the animus that goes along with some of the discussions, my goal is to lower that so people keep the attention around educational outcomes. And my goal will be to remind people about our students, and that's why we're in this business.
I hear you make a mean waffle and plan to cook some for public school students in Park Slope next week.
That agreement was struck way before this job even came to my attention. It's something I'll be doing a week from Friday. I mean, the pressure of now a whole city, if not a whole country, knowing about me making waffles, I think is even more pressure than being responsible for 1.1 million students. So I got to be on my game and my A game, much less.
We really appreciate you coming on to WNYC. It means a lot to us.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now.